BBC presents Destination Fire. Smokestream, a story by Philip Levine with Robert Beattie as Q Barnaby, fire investigator.
Has the main film started yet, miss?
Quarter to four, dear. Oh. The news is on now.
Oh, I'll have one. Two and three, please.
Right.
Thanks.
Stalls to your left.
Oh, tar.
Escudo Cinema? No, madam, that was last week. Today we're showing Les Jeux de l'Amour. Yes, madam, French. Not at all.
Ever so quiet, Mrs. Todd, isn't it?
What's that, Doreen?
I say it's a bit slack for a Saturday, don't you think?
Oh, blame the telly doctor's afternoon sport, that's what it is.
Think so?
Yes.
Mind you, it's much nicer here since the place was done up. New seats and everything. You think they'd come pouring in.
Your first interval's coming up. You better get your tray out.
Mr. Haynes about?
Up in the projection room. I should get a move on. You know how touchy he is.
Oh, I hope they've seen to the fridge. The lollies were all soft last night.
Ah, now it's time you took your tray round, Doreen.
Just going, Mr. Haynes.
That's right. Mrs. Todd, you didn't change the coming attraction in the circle.
I know.
Well, why not? People won't come in unless they know what's showing.
Well, they only sent two posters. I thought they'd be better down here.
Yes, well, get on to the distributors first thing Monday morning.
Yes, all right.
And have you done last night's return?
I'm on it now.
Good. I'll have it when you're through. I'll be in my office. You get in here?
The door was ajar.
Well, that may be, but I mean...
Yeah. Don't panic. I've got a ticket. Here you are, 2 and 9.
But this isn't the circle. It happens to be my private office.
Well, they couldn't be better, because I'd like to have a nice private chat with you. Oh, the name's Springer, Fred Springer.
If you're looking for work, Mr. Springer...
Well, cool. Do you mind?
Would you please come to the point? I have a great deal to do.
Oh, yes, really. I can imagine. Running a little picture house must be quite a headache these days. I hear that since the telly got weaving, it ain't much of a game. Going downhill all the time, they say.
Really, I don't see
what
that...
Well, the public's got no taste. Give them a Western or a few girls prancing about in their birthday suits and they'll pack the place.
Ah, yes, that is true. I'm afraid quality is the last thing they
want. That's a pity, because you've got a nice bit of property here, all of 20,000 square feet, isn't it?
Yes, very observant. But is that why you're here, to make me an offer?
Well, yeah. May call it that, yes.
But I'm sorry. No sale. I am not bankrupt yet.
It won't be long, though, will it?
What?
And that firm that receipted the place are getting impatient, aren't they?
I wouldn't say that.
Now, don't let's beat about the bush. Any day now, you're going to be out of business. I can spot the signs a mile off. Now, you're insured, aren't you?
Of course.
And for quite a tidy sum, no doubt. Well, all I ask is 15%.
You're not suggesting, are you?
I am, you know. A nice, neat, accidental fire.
Why, you miserable...
Now, you've no worries. It's not my first, you know. Now, you go off early, you hand me your office key, I hide away till the place is closed, then I fix it so it looks like an accident, and later I'll post the key back in a registered envelope. Now, you're not thinking of ringing the police, are you? Because I shouldn't. I'd say you asked me here, but we couldn't come to terms, and in your position it'd look a bit dicey. Yes, better.
Get out. Get out of here.
Oh, you're not very grateful, are you?
Get out of here!
Yeah, all right, I'm going. But you can't say I didn't try to help.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Yes?
Mr. Haynes?
Speaking.
This is Jenkins, Vida Upholstery Company.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jenkins.
I expect you know what I'm on about. That final statement.
Yes, it arrived this morning.
We'll have your cheque by the 20th.
The 20th? But that's Wednesday.
I'm afraid the directors won't allow another extension. If it isn't paid, I've instructions to issue a writ.
Oh, surely not.
I'm sorry, Mr. Haynes. I'm afraid I can't discuss the matter further.
Mr. Jenkins. Hello. Hello. Mr. Jenkins.
One chuck ice, that's all I've sold today.
Well, it'll pick up later, Dax. You're looking for someone, Mr. Haynes?
Yes, that young man in the light, Mac. Which way did he go?
Oh, no one's been in or out in the last 20 minutes.
Doreen, Have you seen a young chap in a light coat?
Not sure. Well, someone did go up to the circle a few minutes back. Want me to see?
No, you stay here. I can find my own way, thank you.
Now, what are you having, Val?
The menu would help, Mr. Barnaby.
What? Oh, I'm so sorry. There's nothing like a good lunch to get rid of that Monday morning feeling. Not that you have that working for me.
Shouldn't I say that?
Yes, but it was a long time coming.
What better job could a girl have than working for a fire investigator? Endless reports, long hours.
Yes, but you do have a lunch break.
Oh, well, I'm not so sure about that.
What?
I hate to mention it, but isn't that Inspector Hackett by the door?
Robbie, where?
Hello, Q. I thought I might find you here. Hello, Val.
Hello, Inspector.
Don't police inspectors ever eat?
Oh, that's very kind of you. Yes, thanks.
Oh, do join us. By all means.
I'm having the goulash.
Well, I think I will, too. What's for you, Robbie?
Tummy's playing up again. Steamed fish.
Oh, well, never mind. Think of all those lovely proteins.
I prefer my proteins wrapped in a nice fried steak.
Two goulash, one steamed fish, please.
Yes, sir.
All right, Robbie. To the point.
Yes, the point. Well, a little art cinema over Shoreditch way caught fire in the early hours. Still burning, I gather. Mm-hmm. From the first reports, there are no signs of arson, but...
Then why that worried frown?
Well, it's the third fire in the area in the past month.
Is it
in the first two, by some strange coincidence, the local bobby seems to have been otherwise occupied. A factory or a shop broken into, but not a soul about and nothing missing.
Sounds like a smokescreen.
Exactly. Last night's little affair was identical. An officer found an open door. He investigates, but by the time he's through, a little cinema down the road's up in smoke.
Yes, but just...
No, I agree, it may be nothing more than coincidence, but, well, I'd like you to look over this one, Q.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Robbie. But first, I must see you tackle that steamed fish.
Doesn't look too bad for the air, Q, does it?
Well, with a building this size, it never does. But judging from the state of the roof, I should think it was like an inferno inside.
Q, is that fire officer waving at us?
Where? Oh, yes, looks like it, doesn't it?
It's Mr. Barnaby, isn't it?
Yes.
I suppose you remember me, Gregson. That tea warehouse over Barking Side. End of 59.
Oh, but of course. How are you?
Well, a trifle scorched after this little lot.
I bet.
Been here since 3. Could I do with my bed?
Everything under control now, is it?
Well, more or less. Business for you, sir, or just sightseeing?
Business, I'm afraid.
Well, I doubt if you'll be able to get in for 5 or 6 hours. It's like a red-hot grate in there. Anyway, the roof's a bit precarious. Should I say was?
I see what you mean. Tell me, you spotted anything out of the ordinary? A smell of petrol or the like?
No, nothing volatile. And this nose of mine's pretty sensitive by now.
What was it like when you got here?
Well, burning for at least an hour.
Where'd it start, you know?
Well, as far as we can tell, in the stalls. It's an absolute shambles. Oh, probably a cigarette down the back of a seat. You know how vague people get in cinemas.
Don't digest. Who's the place belong to? One of the circuits?
No, Mr. Haynes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes, they got him here first thing. He was with my chief a minute ago. He's round here somewhere.
Who discovered the fire, by the way?
Some young bloke. I think his name's Fred Springer. I got all the gem, and I expect you'd prefer to hear it from him. That chap in the light Mac, over there by the coffee store. Oh, Mr. Springer, this is Mr. Barnaby. He's checking on how the fire started.
How do you do?
Oh, you've got your work cut out, haven't you?
I'll see if I can find Mr. Haynes for you, sir.
Would you? Oh, thanks very much.
Want the old details, I suppose.
Oh, that's the idea. You called the brigade, I understand.
Yep.
What time was that exactly?
Oh, near as I can make out, about 2:40. Mm-hmm.
You on night work?
No, I've been out west and, you know, all the blooming luck. I missed my last bus. I had to use Shanks's pony anyway. I was coming down that turning opposite.
You mean the one that faces the cinema?
Yeah, that's the one when I see a light from inside. I could smell burning, so I crossed over. I looked in and through that door. You know, where the usherette stands, I could see flames shooting up all over the place.
Go on.
Well, I nip along to the phone box by the corner.
How long did that take you?
All told, about 10 minutes. The brigade was here by 3 o'clock, but it was well away by then.
I see. Do you live in the neighborhood?
Yes, 8 Wood Street. I've got a room there.
Mr. Bellamy, I found Mr. Haynes for you. Over the way.
Oh, good. Well, thank you, Mr. Springer.
It's a pleasure.
Bum chap, that Springer, isn't he? Tried to play the hero when we got here. Came in with us, but I soon sent him packing. Still, he did give the alarm.
Did you have to break in when you got here?
Yes, front entrance and all the exits were locked and chained. Right. Oh, there's Haynes, the small grey-haired chap.
Who were the women with him?
Well, one looked after the box office, Mrs. Todd. The blonde kid was the usherette. I mentioned you'd be over.
Look, Mr. Gregson, be a pal, would you? Give these car keys to my secretary. Her feet look as though they're killing her.
Oh, glad to, Mr. Barnaby.
Mr. Haynes, I'm Barnaby.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure you must be dog-tired, so I shan't keep you long. The cinema was open yesterday?
Yes, from 4:30.
And you closed at what time?
Well, the last program ended at 10:10, though I left after the first show.
Oh?
Well, you see, we are open 7 days a week, so I usually have at least one night off.
Yes, of course, I understand.
But I have a very reliable staff. I can't imagine how this could have happened. It's a terrible blow. I've had this place over 30 years, since the silent days. It's a long time. Yes, it is. The cinema was my life. Well, now I think the council will step in and requisition the land.
Well, let's hope not. Who locks up when you're not here?
Mrs. Todd, the cashier, and the usherette checks the auditorium. They are both here, if you want a word with them.
Yes, I would, thank you.
Mrs. Todd, Doreen.
Yes, Mr. Haynes.
Oh, this gentleman would like a word with you.
Yes.
I gather you locked up, Mrs. Todd.
Yes, I did. I put the takings in the safe and turned off the central heating and the mains, and then we both went out the front.
Mm-hmm. No chance that anyone was left behind.
Oh, no, sir. I check all the gangways and the toilets.
Both lots?
Yes, sir. Then I chain the exits and bolt the stage door and close the inside doors on my way out.
Mm-hmm. You certain the stage door was bolted last night?
Oh, positive. It's like second nature.
I see. Well, thank you, ladies.
Thank
you. Oh, Mr. Haynes, before you go, I have to put a few questions to you. Purely routine, you understand?
Oh, yes.
You were fully insured?
I was.
Any liabilities?
Well, I recently had the place done up. There were one or two bills, but I certainly wasn't in difficulties.
Of course, I understand. Your books are available for inspection.
They would have been, Mr. Barnaby, but of course my office was best part destroyed.
Yes. Well, that's all, Mr. Haynes. I shan't take up any more of your time.
How'd you get on, Q?
Oh, as usual, everyone being helpful. But I'm afraid I shan't be able to look around until later.
Well, what next?
Well, what do you say to a cup of coffee?
Well, provided it's not at that coffee stall, yes, please.
Springer.
Haynes! Are you crazy or something if we're seen talking together?
Yes, but what are you doing here?
Never mind that. Now turn your back on me, for God's sake.
What?
I'll meet you down the tube at Bethnal Green in half an hour. It's pretty empty this time of day, okay?
Oh, yes, very well.
Right, I'll see you then.
Hello, Springer.
Took your time, didn't you?
Couldn't we have met at your digs?
Oh, you'd have loved that. First floor back, complete with dripping tap and musty wallpaper. Still, I shouldn't be there for long, should I?
There won't be anything till the insurance pays up.
I'm in no rush.
You'll get your money, don't worry.
I'd better.
Look, why on earth did you have to call the brigade?
Tactics. It was my chance to get back inside.
What do you mean? Into the cinema?
Yeah.
But why? The fire's destroyed everything.
Not quite. And if I don't act fast tonight, they might guess there was somebody in that building.
Well, I don't see how.
No, you wouldn't.
But it's such a risk.
Well, if I don't take it, we might both find ourselves in trouble, mate. This is my train. Are you coming?
No, I take a bus.
Well, don't worry, chum. It'll work out.
But Springer, what about my...
I'm the dog.
Start work tonight. Why have we come back to the cinema?
There's something I want to check.
Well, there's not a soul around. I'd have thought there might be a few sightseers.
They've had their fill, I expect. Let's go in the front, eh?
Is it safe?
Well, it should be if we stay close to the outside walls. I have a torch here somewhere. Coming next week. Hmm? That poster. Trifle optimistic.
Oh, you can say that again.
Yeah, certainly is a shambles, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Take a month of Sundays to sift through this lot. Look, I want to go backstage. Let's go down to the right-hand gangway, yeah?
Yes, but what are you going to check on?
Stage door. I want to be sure it was bolted from the inside. Hold it.
What is it?
I thought I heard something. Now, don't move. It may be part of the structure. Look out! Quick! Front part of the balcony is coming down.
Cuban, that was close.
Yeah, but it was meant to be closer.
What?
There's someone in the circle. I'm going up. Who's there? Someone there? Hey, come back here!
What's happened, Q? Well,
there was someone up here. He must have gone up the stairs as we came in the front. Took a hell of a risk. He went through the window of the powder room. You know, that's odd. There's little left here to pilfer.
Could it have been a tramp?
No, he's too agile for that. Come on downstairs. I'm anxious to get a look at that stage door. Well, this is it, Val.
It's badly charred.
Yeah. Now, that usherette told me she bolted it from the inside.
Yes, and she did. The bolt's right across.
Hmm. I just want to try something. Hmm. Interesting.
Broken?
No, it's working perfectly.
Well, then?
You know, it's surprising the number of answers a simple little gadget like this can give you.
Mm, what do you mean?
Well, you wanted to know what our friend was doing in the building just now. Uh-huh. Well, I think I can tell you. He came back to lock this door.
Really?
Look, Val. We know when the fire started, all the exits were locked and chained.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone was in the cinema last night, the only way out would be through this door.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't lock it from the outside, so to save any questions being asked, you'd have to come back and bolt it after the fire.
Yes, but we found it locked, so how can you tell it was opened?
Well, the door's covered in soot, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, just have a look. Examine this bolt. If it was locked during the fire, this narrow portion in the center would be covered by the bolt and would remain clean, wouldn't it? But as you can see, it's covered with soot, proving it was opened during the fire. So there can be little doubt someone stayed behind last night.
Well, and where do we go from here?
Well, to our beds, I should think.
Praise be.
But I want you to get Alec down here first thing in the morning. Tell him to bring his rake and examine what's left of the seating. And if he should have anything to report, I'll be with Robbie at the yard.
Radio Q.
And what do you say to that, Robbie, you mean all that?
Look, I've barely got my coat off. Give me a chance.
But that bolt proves someone was on the premises.
Does it? Sounds a bit complicated to me.
Oh, dear. Look, did you check on the owner of the cinema, Haynes?
Yes. He was hard pushed, but he's never been in any trouble before. Besides, he has an alibi. He was tucked up in bed at the time of the fire in Wilsdon.
Well, that wouldn't stop him employing someone else, would it?
True, but we have to be on pretty firm ground before we can toy with that idea. Oh, excuse me. Inspector Hackett? Oh, yes. No, you can send him straight in. Oh, you certainly work your staff, don't you?
What?
That backroom boy of yours, Alec, he's here.
Is he?
Come in.
Good morning, Inspector.
Good morning.
Morning, Q.
Good morning, Alec. You been down to the cinema?
Yes, bell rang me last night, so I got cracking first thing.
Good boy. Any luck?
Could be. The fire started in the center stalls. Didn't leave much behind, but I think this might interest you.
What the hell's that?
Oh, now, come, Inspector. You can recognize that, surely.
Well, it's the framework of an umbrella, isn't it?
Well, what's left of it.
But you'll notice the handle's completely gone, Inspector.
So? Where does that get us?
What's on your mind, Alec?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time this innocent-looking object has started a cinema fire. There was one in the Midlands in 58, if I remember rightly. You see, some people are very forgetful. They leave their umbrellas hanging on the ashtray of the seat in front. Then if a burning cigarette ends left too...
I get it. The handle could catch fire and Bob's your uncle.
You put things so beautifully, Robbie.
Well, it's a relief to know it was an accident.
What was it?
Well, it's a fair assumption, Q.
Yeah, sounds reasonable.
Well, I'm sorry to be odd man out, gentlemen, but I'm afraid in this case I can't agree. Val, just let's have another look at that ground plan, would you?
Here we are. You know, you've certainly a stubborn streak in you.
Have I?
Alec mentioned an umbrella.
Did he also mention it was a fine day on Sunday?
What?
Blue, bright and sunny. In fact, there hasn't been a sign of rain for over a week. So why should anyone carry an umbrella? To coin a phrase, it just doesn't hold water.
Oh, I see.
Oh, the light store. Thank you. Now, can we get back to the business in hand? Now, let's see. If the usherette checked the gangways and the toilets, the only place anyone could hide would be in the manager's office. That is over here. Now, where are the remains of the door?
Is it?
Yale lock. The windows were barred. So if Mrs. Todd went to the safe before she left, our friend must have been hiding in this alcove, which probably contained a cupboard.
Then you think Haynes was in on it?
I'm pretty certain he was.
Well, you'll have a job to prove it.
Perhaps. But to start with, let's try putting up a smoke screen of our own.
Well, why are we stopping here? According to my information, Haynes lives round the corner.
I know, but I want to keep the car out of sight. For the moment, anyway. Now, look, you stay put. I'll trudge the rest of the way on foot.
Yes, yes, of course I remember you, Mr. Barnaby. Do come in.
I'm sorry to barge in on you like this, Mr. Haynes, but you'd be amazed at the amount of paperwork I have after one of these dues.
I can imagine.
There were a couple of tiny things I overlooked yesterday.
I'll help if I can.
The keys to the cinema.
Keys?
Yes, I have to check on the number of sets to be sure none were lost. Now, I presume there are two sets for the mortise locks?
Yes, I have both sets.
And what about your office keys?
Oh, I've got one set here. They're mine. Mrs. Todd still has hers. Look, I was just on my way out when you called. I'll get in touch with her sometime tomorrow, and then I'll be in touch with you.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm sorry to have troubled you.
Not at all, Mr. Barnaby. Not at all.
You were quick.
Yes, but I hope he's taken the bait. Keep well down now. I think he'll be around that corner any moment.
Has Haynes got a car?
No, fortunately. He'll probably be making for the bus stop. And unless I'm very much mistaken, he'll be traveling east.
You're right, Q. He has taken that bus.
I think I know where he's heading.
Well, the bus is moving off. Are you going to follow it?
No, I'm going to overtake it. There are two things I've got to do. First, I want to nip back to that cinema. Right. Now you take the car, Val, and do what I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going inside the cinema. I spotted something earlier, and I just want to make sure I'm right. Oh, and here's that address. Now, don't lose it.
Thanks. Yeah, but this is Fred Springer's address. Isn't he the one who called the brigade?
Yes, but if my hunch is right, that's not all he did. Now go on. Hurry. Good afternoon, Mr. Springer.
Afternoon. Here, I knew you.
Well, think hard and it'll probably come.
Yeah, we met at a coffee stall. You're the fire bloke, Barnaby?
Success.
Oh, you got some more questions?
Among other things. Do you mind if I come in?
I don't if you don't. Okay, what's the form?
Tell me, how well do you know Mr. Haynes?
Haynes? Who's he?
Oh, come on, come on.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah. The fellow that owned the picture house. Well, I met him for a few seconds yesterday, but I've never seen him before there.
Never?
That's right.
Then it's extraordinary that you should have spent the best part of Sunday night in his office.
What? Are you off your rocker or something? I was up west, I told you.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware of what you told me.
Anyway, it was I that called the brigade. I mean, I'd hardly do that if I'd put a match to the place.
You're a bright lad, Springer. There's no getting away from that. And that umbrella was a clever touch. The trouble is, you're just a bit too imaginative. You scattered a little too much detail.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No? Well, now, what was it you said to me? You came down the turning opposite and could see the flames in the auditorium.
Yes.
And that's well-nigh impossible, Mr. Springer. You see, the glass used in those inside doors is smoked glass, especially fitted to keep the light out or in. You couldn't have seen anything from the outside.
What?
Now, I'd just like you to empty out your pockets, please. Come on, everything on the table, if you would.
Now, look here, Mr.
Now, I think you know what I'm looking for. Your friend, Mr. Haynes' keys. The keys to his office. I know he gave them to you.
Well, no one can say you're not sharp. It's a pity you're not sharp enough.
What?
What the hell?
It's all right, Q. We've got him.
Good. Good. You're not parked out in front, are you, Robbie?
No, I got your message in the side turning. Val's there, too.
Good, then fetch Springer back in here.
What? But we've just...
Quick, hurry. We may not have much time.
Come on, sonny boy. Back in here.
All right, now, let's straighten this table. Now, get him to empty his pockets.
Go on, Springer. Do as you're told.
Yes, son.
Yeah, Robbie? Haynes' keys.
Well, what do you know?
Now, I could be wrong, but I think Haynes should be here to collect them at any moment. Shh. What did I tell you? Leave Springer where he is, Robbie. We'd better get out of sight.
Come in.
Oh, Springer, I'm glad I found you in.
Want a bet?
What? But I've come for the keys. Barnaby wanted them urgently.
Oh, so thoughtful of you, Mr. Haynes.
Barnaby, what the...
It was good of you to come, but I thought I'd save you the journey.
That was Robert Beatty as Q Barnaby and Gudrun Ure as Val in Smoke Screen. Written by Philip Levine and produced for the BBC by Martin C. Webster.